Sophia Brown, the 5'10" sophomore, checking in for the first time for Coach Slaymaker with Rayton at the line, and she'll hit on the and one free throw. 36-25, approaching the 4-minute mark in our third quarter. Aguirre up top goes near side to Witt, working on the right wing, down low Smith. Extra pass, gets it to Davis. Davis working against Brown, up top DeWitt to Aguirre from the left wing. Down low Wiltz. Wiltz goes near side. Davis with it, driving against Carroll, who has her shot blocked. Gets her own rebound, and now we have a whistle against Brown. Love the motor we're seeing from Davis tonight, battling in the paint. Despite her shot getting blocked, she gets her own rebound and goes right back up with it. Free throw one from Davis, halfway down and out. Just the third free throw attempt of this game for the Lady Spartans. Second free throw is up, and Davis banks that one in. Not how you teach it, but you'll take the point right now. Cuts it to a 10-point game. Marshall dribbling in between the circles. High post Carroll. Carroll guarded by Smith. Zone defense here by the Lady Spartans. Marshall gets a screen, now looking to drive, and we're going to have a whistle on our way to the cup. They're going to get this one on Aguirre. Just the first against the sophomore. Hess is going to come into the game, and Wiltz will go to the bench. Rayton's going to be the inbounder, trying to get it into Carroll. It's going to be deflected away. Rayton will run it down. Rayton in between the circles to the free throw line. Step back deep two. Hits every bit of the rim, and it goes in. 12-point lead for Topeka. DeWitt on the right wing. Davis down low to Hess, trying to get it to Smith in the heart of the defense, three defenders there, and they're going to come away with the steal, an Emporia turnover. Quickly up the floor, Marshall floater in the lane, won't go. Brown offensive rebound. Her shot's going to be blocked by Davis, and it will stay here with Topeka High. 38-26. Quick toss into Marshall. Up top, Rayton. Right on top of the key, steps over to the left wing, and she swishes the three. Brayton's getting hot now. Quickly up the floor, DeWitt has it, goes far side, Davis. Smith, down low to Hess, 10-footer on the baseline, left it a little short, offensive rebound, but Davis can't get it to go. It goes out of bounds off of Emporia. Emporia down 15, 2:31 to go in the third quarter. Wiltz checks in and Hess goes to the bench. Rayton brings the ball up the floor. Up to 13 points in this game. Marshall goes near side to Brown, now Carroll on the top of the key. Carroll guarded by Smith. Spin move gets by her. Finds Brown cutting towards the rim. And another blocked shot by Davis. Out of bounds off of the Lady Spartans. So it will stay here. 16 seconds left on the shot clock. Carroll the inbounder. Quick toss into Rayton, who gets to the rim. And her shot's going to be blocked by Davis. But we do have a whistle. That's going to be foul number three against Davis. And Rayton shooting two. She's only attempted one free throw in this game, and similar to making the first one, she makes the second one. Coach Slaymaker wants a timeout. It's a 30-second break, but we'll take 30 seconds with them. 42 Topeka, 26 Emporia here on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Pizza Ranch. It's buffet done your way with pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much to love at Pizza Ranch, 3000 West 18th Avenue. Go Spartans! Shelter Insurance, for auto, home, life, or business insurance, See shelter agent Kelly Medrano at 722 West 6th Avenue and by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more.
42-26 here in quarter number three. We are late in the quarter, and Rayton has one more free throw to shoot as the 89 years young Ron Slaymaker using a timeout, talking with the Trojans here. And they're going to have to correct the time as they put eight more minutes on the clock. So they're going to have to correct that. Emporia is going to be sending out Davis, Wilt, DeWitt, Aguirre, and Hines. And now they got the clock correct with 2 minutes and 9 seconds. This game was 11-11 at the end of the first quarter, and Emporia was trailing by six at half, but the lead has grown to 16, chance for 17 with the super talented junior Rayton at the line. So one free throw. It is up and it is good. So Rayton's a perfect 3-for-3 at the line. Aguirre bringing the ball up the floor for Emporia, moving left to right on your radio dial. DeWitt on the far side, looking like a zone defense here. 2-3, Aguirre near side, Hines down low, Davis. Davis driving against Gautreau, goes up for the shot. She draws a whistle, and Davis will be shooting two free throws. Davis had an adventure at the line the first time. She made one of two. The one she made, she banked it in, and the look she had on her face afterwards was in total amazement. She's able to knock this one down and swish it in, and she has one more coming up with Emporia down 16. This one's too strong off the backboard, and it goes in, and she has that same look like she had last time. She did the very same exact thing at the free throw line. It's a 15-point lead for Topeka. And they put 8 minutes back up on the clock. Having a little bit of clock issues here at Topeka High inside the dungeon. I'm guessing this isn't the original scoreboard from 1932 when this gymnasium was constructed. All right, they got the clock corrected now. 1:55 left in quarter three. Brayton brings the ball up the floor. Dribbles on the perimeter to Marshall. Now short. Short on the left wing. Hands it off to Rayton. Rayton guarded by DeWitt, looking to drive. Gets to the heart of the paint. Dumps it down low to Gautreau. Gautreau misses the layup. Gets her own rebound. Second effort from Gautreau, and she lays it in. Gautreau has 5 points tonight. Back to a 17-point lead. DeWitt on the far side. Nearly drew a foul from short. Aguirre on the right wing. Tries to get it down low to Davis. It's going to be tipped around. It ends up in the hands of Wilts. Now far side, DeWitt. Runner in the lane will not go. But there is a whistle, and the junior is going to be shooting some free throws. DeWitt's been held scoreless in our second half. Davis is actually the only Lady Spartan that has scored in quarter three. And she has all seven of Emporia points until that free throw is made by DeWitt. Smith checks in, and Wilts gets a breather. 1:16 to go in the quarter with DeWitt at the line. Shot from DeWitt is up and good. So 2-for-2. DeWitt's now in double figures. Davis is going to get a breather as Hess checks into the ball game. Davis now has 3 fouls. Coach Stewart doesn't want her to pick up that 4th one in this quarter. Marshall on the perimeter gets it to Carroll on the left wing. Carroll driving, trying to work against Hines. Good defense. They're going to go near side to short. Zone defense here by the Lady Spartans as Rayton looks to drive. Steps back Picks up her dribble over to Carroll. Down low, Gautreaux, who splits a double team, misses the layup, gets her own offensive rebound, and she lays it in. 17-point lead for Topeka. Aguirre up top, goes near side Hines. Hines down low to Smith. Smith double team, passes out to Aguirre, now over to DeWitt. DeWitt thought about the three, now she drives, runner in the lane, too strong. Gautreaux gets the rebound, shot clock is turned off. Carroll brings the ball up the floor, gets it to Rayton. Rayton in between the circles. Gets it to Marshall. Zone defense here for Emporia to close out the third. Carroll gets it to Rayton. Rayton, 6 seconds. Guarded by Hines up top. Rayton to the free throw line. Gets by everyone and lays it in. That's a dagger right there. That's going to bring it to a 19-point lead, the largest it's been tonight. We'll be back in 1 minute with Topeka leading Emporia 49-30 on KVOE.
Spartan Sports brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Good's Cash Saver, home of fresh-cut meat, triple-inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember, get it at Good's. And by Long Vine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by LongVineAuto.com.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Sports Connection at 2721 West 15th Street, serving Emporia High Spartans for over 41 years. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial Street in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck. And by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
Spartan Sports brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Good's Cash Saver, home of fresh-cut meat, triple-inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember, get it at Good's. And by Long Vine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by LongVineAuto.com.
49-30 as we begin the fourth. Emporia trails by 19. Emporia basketball. DeWitt has it up top, driving towards the rim. Tries to just hand it off to Davis. It goes off her hands, and that's an Emporia turnover. Rayton bringing the ball up the floor. Had an extremely strong third quarter. 14 points in the quarter alone. 14 of the 22 that Topeka was able to score. Down low, Marshall, runner in the lane, too strong, and Aguirre runs down the board. Shortest girl on the floor, pushes the ball up the floor. Aguirre in between the circles after grabbing the rebound, gets it to Hines, looking to feed it to Wilt, cutting, and Rayton gets the steal. Rayton on the far side, guarded by DeWitt, up top Marshall. Marshall approaching the 7 minute mark in our game. Short to Rayton. Rayton gets a screen from the right wing. We'll try the three. And what the home roll she got there. Hit off the front of the rim, then hit off the backboard, bounced on the rim a couple more times and went in. 52-30. Aguirre in between the circles. Far side DeWitt. DeWitt driving, skips it back to Aguirre. Thought about the three for a second, now gets it to Hines. Hines to Wiltz, trying to thread a needle and get it to Davis, and it's going to be picked off. Rayton all the way up the floor. She's going to lose the ball out of bounds, and it's going to be a turnover by Topeka. Looked like she may have been tripped up by DeWitt, but no foul called this time. Smith comes in for Emporia, so it's Smith, DeWitt, Wilt, Davis, and Aguirre. Working against 2-3 zone here. Aguirre gets it to DeWitt. Now Davis up top, Aguirre. Wilt's on the right wing. Aguirre over to DeWitt. A deep left wing three, and it's going to be too strong, but she'll grab her own rebound. Looking to attack the basket, she finds Davis, who shoots a 15-footer and knocks it down. 20-point lead for Topeka. Carroll has it, backing down, spinning, left-handed shot in the lane over Smith, and it's good. Difficult shot to contend with when they're able to put a move on you like that. Aguirre goes down low to Smith, extra pass over to Davis, and she'll lay it in, and Coach Stewart wants a timeout. We will take one with them. 54-34, you're listening to Emporia High Basketball on KVOE.
Emporia High Sport and Sports, brought to you by Nextech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, 3105 West 6th Avenue, proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment repair needs. And by Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by ESP Financial. They understand small business because they work with them every day. From loans to treasury management, their team is here to help you grow. Learn more at ESPFinancial.com. And by Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Online at ThurstonsPlusAutoBody.com. Thurston's Plus, a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports.
5:34 to go in Q4. Don't forget, following our girls' contest, we'll bring you the boys' game as Topeka and Emporia will meet here inside the dungeon at Topeka High School, playing on Willie Hicklin Court. Coach Stewart has two more timeouts the rest of this game with 5:34 to go. And again, another clock issue. They just threw another 8 minutes up on the clock. So hopefully somebody notices that real quick and we can get that corrected. And, yep, we get it corrected. And Emporia is setting up here defensively with Aguirre, Smith, DeWitt, Wilt, and Davis. Quick toss into Rayton. Emporia down 20. Rayton dribbles through a double team, gets across half court, keeps her dribble alive, throws it in the corner. Marshall open for three, and she airballed it. Offensive rebound by Gocher, and she's able to lay it in. 22-point lead. Aguirre races the ball up the floor, gets it to Wiltz. Up top, Aguirre. Now DeWitt. DeWitt on the left wing, thought about the three, gets it to Davis. Up top, Aguirre straight on for three, and it's off the front of the iron, and Gotru gets the defensive rebound. We haven't had a single made. John Newland made triple in this game. Rayton looking to drive, and we're going to have a whistle, an offensive foul underneath the basket away from the ball. Wiltz took quite the tumble and a very big thud, and it's going to be an offensive foul against Carroll. 4:54 to play as Emporia gets the ball back after the offensive foul. Aguirre gets it to Wiltz. Aguirre working against this 2-3 zone. DeWitt down low to Smith. It goes off her hands, out of bounds off of Emporia. Now 44 minutes and 39 seconds to go, and an EHS showing full court pressure, trying to make this as tough as possible for Rayton to catch the inbounds. She'll get it. She races up the floor, setting up in half-court offense here. Rayton up top to Marshall, pump fakes from the three, dumps it down low to Gotru. 10-footer on the baseline, too strong, but an offensive rebound by Carroll. Carroll will try a 15-footer on the opposite side, an offensive rebound by Gotru. Her shot will not go. Another battle for the rebound, and Marshall and Wiltz get tied up, and the possession arrow favors Topeka High, so it will stay right here. Four minutes and 16 seconds left in our game. Smith goes to the bench, and Hess checks back in. Hess doing jumping jacks, trying to make it a difficult inbounds pass, but Gotru catches it and lays it in. 11 points for Gotru, and all that damage has been done right underneath the basket. DeWitt looking to drive, steps back into a corner three, and shot it strong, and we're going to have a whistle against Emporia. That's Wiltz. And that's a costly foul against her. .358 to play. And Wiltz is going to have to come out of the game as Beheimer gets her first minutes of the second half. Each team has committed one team foul. Rayton brings the ball up the floor. Zone defense here, and Rayton's just going to dribble, drive through all of it, but miss the layup, gets her own offensive rebound. Second effort will not go either. DeWitt gets the rebound and looking to bring the ball up the floor. Crosses half court with a pass to Aguirre. Aguirre working against this 2-3 zone. DeWitt, far side, Beheimer, down low, Hess. Double teamed over to Davis. Davis spin move all the way to the basket, and she lays it in for two more. 23 points for Davis tonight. Rayton has it on the perimeter, and Coach Slaymaker wants a timeout. We'll take one with them. 58-36, Topeka High leads here on AM 1400 and 96.9 FM KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by J.M. Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And by Marshall Bedliners. Every truck needs a liner. Get yours at Marshall Bedliners, 5 miles north of Emporia. Call 620-757-5478.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. The staff at Roberts Blue Barnett hopes you're enjoying the game. Roberts Blue Barnett, serving Emporia since 1928 with dignity and honor. Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu. And by Pete Euler, for great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler.
3:15 to go in our game. Topeka High leads Emporia 58-36. Smith, Wiltz, DeWitt, Davis, and Aguirre on the court defensively for the Lady Spartans. Smith is going to be guarding the inbounder, Carroll, who is going to be passing the ball in front of her own bench. Sophomore tosses it in, finds Rayton underneath the basket, and it goes right through her hands, and she dropped it. Oh, man. That would have been an easy 2 points right there for the junior, about as easy as they come. What a beautiful play designed by Coach Slaymaker out of the timeout. Emporia gets lucky they don't give up the layup. Down low, Davis on the other end, and on the entry pass, there's going to be a whistle against Topeka, and we'll have free throws coming up for Davis. Oh, they're going to say it was before the shot. So it's going to be on the floor. So DeWitt inbounds underneath her own basket. Wiltz up top, gets it to DeWitt for the corner three and airballed it strong. Short gets the rebound. Brings the ball up the floor, looks to go down low with it. Wiltz had the ball go through her hands. Carroll comes away with it and misses the layup. Rebound by Davis. 2:40 to go in tonight's girls' contest. DeWitt on the far side gets it to Wiltz. Down low, Smith, and it never got there. And Smith may have rolled her ankle, and she's struggling to get up the floor right now. Marshall gets it to Short on the left wing to the free throw line, all the way to the basket. Left-handed layup, no good. Another offensive rebound by Gotru. And her putback will not go. And Davis gets the rebound, and Coach Stewart's going to use a timeout to get Smith out of the game. So Smith will check out. And Hines will come in. Hopefully that's nothing serious there. As she's taking off her left shoe right now. Aguirre, Davis, DeWitt, Hines, and Wiltz on the floor. And another issue with the game clock resetting to 8 minutes, so they're going to get that corrected and re-inbound the basketball. 2:16 to go in our game. And Topeka's going to bring in Brown for Gotru. So Hines will be the inbounder just in front of the Emporia bench. Tosses the ball into the near corner to DeWitt. DeWitt goes far side, Wiltz. Aguirre with a touch up top. Thought about the three, now DeWitt. DeWitt working against this 2-3 zone. Great defense here by Marshall. They get it to Hines now. Aguirre, Wiltz in the far corner. Wiltz skips it near side. DeWitt from the right wing three off the front of the rim. Rebound by Rayton. Rayton with a 22-point lead, driving against DeWitt. Good defense here. Rayton just trying to shake and bake the defense any way possible. And we're going to get a five-second call. Great job. Wiltz got in there that time to draw the five-second call, and that's going to be a turnover. So they double-teamed Rayton that time, and then Wiltz just stuck with her the entire time. 1:54 to go in our game, 58-36. Wiltz has it on the far side, guarded by Rayton, dribbling very close to midcourt. Aguirre with the touch in the corner. DeWitt for three off the side of the rim. Another rebound for Topeka, and Rayton on the left wing, setting up the offense. 90 seconds to go. Rayton on the perimeter, and there's going to be a whistle against DeWitt, driving right at her. That will just be foul number two against the Lady Spartans. Beheimer comes in, and Wiltz goes to the bench. That's foul number three against DeWitt. Rayton has the basketball in between the circles, and now they got to reset the clock as it went back to 8 minutes. What a disaster here. Nearly as bad as what we had at Emporia back in January, dealing with plenty of clock issues. Quick toss into Rayton. 1:15 to play now. Rayton on the perimeter, driving, leaves it for Triplett. Far side, Marshall. Marshall hit a couple of threes to really set the tune for Topeka tonight. 1 minute to go. Rayton has it. Rayton with 5 seconds on the shot clock, looking to drive. Still at the top of the key, though. Good defense here. Emporia pokes the ball away as Davis has it. DeWitt looking to go coast to coast. All the way to the rim, she misses the layup. Contested that time by Marshall in a battle for the rebound. And it's going to be a jump ball, and possession favors Emporia. DeWitt's going to check out of the game for Emporia. Aubrey Cunningham getting her first minutes of the game. Quick toss into Hess. Hess goes up for the shot, but the foul was before the jumper in the lane. So Emporia will be inbounding underneath their own basket. And then again, the clock reset to 8. Now they got it to 39 seconds. There's a 4-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Quick pass in to Hess. Hess double teamed, and she's going to draw a whistle. That will be team foul number 4 against Topeka. Now there's a 3-second difference between the game clock and the shot clock. Beheimer, the inbounder, quick toss in, gets it to Davis, who draws a whistle. So Davis is going to be shooting a couple of free throws. It's going to be a late night tonight by the time we get to our boys' contest. So Davis shooting two. She's made her last three free throws, and the first one here kind of bricks off the back of the rim and goes in. She's only been able to swish one of the free throws tonight despite making as many as she has, and this one's going to be too strong and picked up by Brown. She'll cross half court and throw the ball away. Beheimer with the steal, gets it over to Davis. Davis running the floor, gets it to Aguirre. Beheimer down low. Davis finds Cunningham, left wing three, and she knocks it down. Our first made John Newland three of the game, and it's from Cunningham. And Emporia steals the inbound. Davis racing towards the rim. She'll miss the layup. Rebound by Cunningham for a second, and then we got a whistle. So it came all the way until like the final 15 seconds of the game, and Emporia is able to make a three. So Cunningham at the line, shooting two. She's going to have more points scored than minutes played, and the first free throw from her is too strong. So one more shot coming up with 8 seconds to go in the game. And this one's going to be front-ended. Rebound by Brown up the floor to Wayne. She just has to cross half court. And they'll try a three, and it's going to be too long. And that's how this one ends, 58-40. Emporia falls. They're now 7-14, 1-7 in the league contest, 13-8, and now 7-2 in league contest. So they're right there at the top of the conference with Hayden with the victory tonight to be able to win the league championship. Again, your final score, 58-40. We appreciate you joining us here for the girls' contest. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll get you ready for the post-game show, get you ready for the boys' contest, and much more here on KBOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by J.M. Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician, who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And by Marshall Bedliners. Every truck needs a liner. Get yours at Marshall Bedliners, 5 miles north of Emporia. Call 620-757-5478.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. The staff at Roberts Blue Barnett hopes you're enjoying the game. Roberts Blue Barnett, serving Emporia since 1928 with dignity and honor. Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu. And by Pete Euler, for great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler. Spartan Sports, brought to you by John North Ford, Lincoln, and Nissan. Sales, parts, and service since 1963. Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. And by RV Dog, 618 Industrial Road. Repairs for your RV for over 26 years. The RV Dog.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And by Mark II Lumber Company. Find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th.
It's game day at Emporia, and Champs is the place to be to celebrate your Spartan pride. Before and after the action, there's only one place to be. Champs Bar and Grill at Champions Landing. Fuel up with our famous salmon BLT sandwich, delicious burgers, and ice-cold drinks. Champions Landing, proud to support Emporia High School, and proud to be your game day headquarters, especially after a Spartan victory. Champs Bar and Grill at Champions Landing, where the food's a win, and everyone is welcome. See you at Champs, 1801 Rural Street.
The office renovations at Toso Family Eye Care offer enhanced exam and diagnostic rooms along with an expanded optical area. And they've added a new device called OptiLift. It's a new aesthetic treatment that pairs radio frequency with deep muscle stimulation to tighten and tone lower eyelid bags and wrinkles. Tightening and toning the lids can also help dry eye symptoms of tearing or morning eye redness. Providing the best in eye care experience and services, the office of Toso Family Eye Care in downtown Emporia.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service. serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. Champions Landing, not a club, not private, not some exclusive place. Champs is here for you. Everyone is welcome. Champs Landing, 1801 Rural. And by Napa Auto Parts. Good luck to all the hardworking athletes from the experts at Napa Auto Parts, located at 810 Industrial Road.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Pizza Ranch. It's buffet done your way with pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much to love at Pizza Ranch, 3000 West 18th Avenue. Go Spartans! Shelter Insurance, for auto, home, life, or business insurance, see shelter agent Kelly Medrano at 722 West 6th Avenue. And by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more.
This is Emporia High Spartan Sports. It's time for the Champions Landing postgame show. Champs Landing, not a club, not private, not some exclusive place. Champs is here for you. Everyone is welcome. Champs Landing, 1801 Rural. Once again, here's Braden Brown.
Welcome back to Topeka High, wrapping up our girls' contest here. It's going to be a ways until we get you to boys basketball. They're having their royalty of courts introduction right now, so they haven't even started warming up for the boys contest yet, and there is a long line of king and queen candidates to still be introduced. So still a ways away until basketball, but we'll have it for you here on AM 1400 and 96.9 FM KVOE. Final tonight on the girls' side, Topeka High picked up the win 58-40 as the 10th-ranked team in 6A was able to grab another victory, now on a seven-game winning streak. Emporia fell to 7-14, 1-7. Let's go ahead and get you our post-game stats brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. The staff at Roberts Blue Barnett hopes you are enjoying the game. Roberts Blue Barnett, serving Emporia since 1928. With dignity and honor. Macy Davis leading the offense with 24 points tonight. 10 points from DeWitt. 3 points from Cunningham. 2 points from Wiltz. And 1 point from Aguirre. On the other side, Rayton led the charge with 20. 13 from Short. 11 from Gautreaux. 8 points from Marshall. And 6 from Carroll. 11-11 at the end of the first. Emporia never led by more than 4 points in this game. It was 27-21 in favor of Topeka at halftime. Pulling away in quarter number three and taking a 19-point lead, 49-30. And then it was 58-40 final tonight. We're going to go ahead and take another quick timeout. When we come back, we'll get you our EHS Player of the Game brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso. I'm Toso Family Eye Care.